Blog Talk Radio.
How you doing? Welcome to this to my show. This is the chef, Chef Rob. Truth. I believe in truth. I believe in facts. I'm not gonna read any recipes because that's how I've been doing my show before. This one really bothers me. I had like got sidetracked, so I kind of got away from it. But it also affects me too. So I'm gonna definitely do my best to keep this going every Friday, and hopefully on Mondays. To keep this show going, I'm going to deal with the Family Medical Leave Act. It's serious, but a lot of people don't know about it. Unless you've been affected by it, you don't know. And I'm going to read off some of the common Family Medical Leave violations. You know, the economy is tanking. So what happens if your health gets worse? Do you really need your job? You need to be protected. So your health gets worse. Family member's health gets worse. The Family Medical Leave Act is there basically to protect you so you don't get fired. But it seems that employers are using the Family Medical Leave Act against you. They're doing all they can to go ahead and to get you released, get you fired. I'm not understanding the point. If they need you in the beginning, when did they stop needing you? But we'll deal with that later. But my problem is these violations and how a lot of people are getting away with it. I know people that have cases in the system trying to combat what has been done to them, the Family Medical Leave Act. And there's just so many different ways that they get you. But one of the ones that affected me was the employer telling me that, hey, my condition wasn't a serious health condition. No doctors. No doctors, just management. And I'm going to encourage you, pull your resources together, pull your coworkers together and file a class action suit, because it's a truly an uphill struggle, uphill battle when you're doing it by yourself. I got a list right now, and I think the list is growing. I haven't updated this list, but I think I put it also on the site here. I'm trying to go ahead and get the Twitter thing going, so keep tweeting about it, and Facebook, MySpace, and a few other popular sites, you know, social networking sites. Keep it in the limelight. I sent out information to a few attorneys. Right now they said they're busy, but I feel that they're going to be coming on board here with maybe hopefully next week. Hopefully they can start next week. But let me get right into it, because one of the most common violations of the Family Medical Leave Act is to they deny and withdraw, not currently approve of family medical leave because of untimeliness, when the Family Medical Leave specifically stipulates that the issue of timeliness should be based on the circumstances. Now, that's something. That one. The first one is, I know a lot of people have been involved in that. What they'll do is you submit your paperwork. They'll hold on to it. And you think you're covered under the Family Medical Leave Act, but you're not. And what eventually happens is when time expires, you don't know. They let you know your time expired. So then they come back and they discipline you. So they didn't tell you that you were certified under the Family Medical Leave Act now. They go ahead and let you know that we're going to discipline you for this. And that discipline builds up, and it's going to fire you. For each one of these violations, and I have like 20 of them right now, most common ones. They deny, withdraw, or not currently approve family medical leave, or not abiding to suspend dates that are unreasonable under the circumstances. Although this is also an issue of timeliness, there's no stipulation for the family medical leave for suspend dates for different actions. The question, this is a question of what is reasonable, what is not, given the circumstances. So, it's just another circle they keep you in. Another circle to keep you in that loop, because they pretty much don't want you there. They want to do all they can to get rid of you. Another one, you know, this is just going ahead reading down the list here is deny withdrawal, not currently approved, the family medical leave recertification when initiated by the employee when they are not incapacitated or receiving active treatment from a physician. Example, continue office visits for treatment. And the family medical leave distinctly states that the concept of continued treatment included, but this is not limited to prescribed medications, supportive devices, you know, it's like oxygen, you got to have an oxygen tank and stuff like that. And another thing, to keep you, tie your paperwork up, and eventually they tell you that, hey, you were not approved. Then they go ahead and they give you this reason. That's another reason. But my favorite one is this one. For family medical leave, because management determines that a medical condition is not a serious medical condition when they are not qualified to determine it. That's like what I said. That's what I said earlier. This is what happened to me. If an employer's health representative made such a determination, there is no provision for such a determination unless it is part of a third opinion. An employer's health representative cannot act on behalf of the employer in a second opinion. See, they won't send you to another doctor because they know it would tie it all up. They can't have it like that. They got to go ahead and bunch you together and just boggle your mind with the silliness, man. And it's ridiculous. This is just literally to hurt people, and it's basically not just to hurt you. It's for some reason they want to get rid of you. That's why all these violations are there. They disagree with you for some way, so they got to go ahead and make it legal to get rid of you. They want to go ahead and make sure they got all their I's dotted and the T's crossed. But they don't. They really don't. They make it a fact. They make it their mission. Go ahead and get rid of you. And they want to do it at the worst times, to destroy you. Because I speak for me. I had disagreements with management. And those disagreements led to my firing. Yep, led to my firing. I didn't have my other little sources of income to fall back on, I think I'd be in the street by now. Everybody doesn't have that. This is why it's time to really pull your resources and to file these class action suits. Try to bring your people together. Try to go ahead and talk and converse with people, because sometimes your neighbor could be going through the same thing. You should know somebody that's affected by this. You just can't stand back and go ahead and say, okay, well, it's happening to Joe Blow, you know, they're not going to bother me. Oh, no way. No freaking way. They can get you. And I know a lot of people that they have gotten I was really looking forward to a few people calling in, but unfortunately, they were unavailable. I really wanted to hear their stories, and I really wanted to go ahead and bring out their examples to let people know these things are really going on. These things are really happening. And as soon as one of these attorneys contact me, because I'm looking for the type of attorneys that defend these cases, because I think it'll be easier. I think it's easy to find somebody who prosecutes these cases. And that, what I mean by that is the attorney offices that are on the sides of the employers. And I just happened to come across one when I was looking for an attorney. He said, "No, I can't help you, because I'm one of those attorneys that represent employers in cases like this." And it didn't hit me then that I should have saved his number. But I'm pretty sure I can find, you know, a few others. I like to hear their points of view. You know, honestly, you know, politicians, attorneys, you know, doctors, you know, all these people right now ain't in it for the money. So, you know, none of them you can't really trust. And I mean, I stand by that. Because, you know, to veer off a little bit, I had a legal issue a few years ago, and my attorney, which I was paying out of my pocket, was familiar with the prosecuting attorney and the judge. I saw them after my case was over. I happened to see the three of those people sitting at a table together enjoying lunch. Oh, that was so shocking, man. But we're not going to harp on it too long. That's my show for today. Gave you a quick heads up on what's coming on, what's going on, and what's coming up. And we plan to come back 100% stronger next time. This is Truth, Chef Rob. Leave you with something real fast. A little Damian Marley.
Out in the streets, they call it murder.
Welcome to Jamrock, camp where the thugs them camp back. 2 pounds within a van box. It's in your handbag, your knapsack, it's in your backpack. The smell of your girlfriend contact. Some boy not know this. Them only come around like tourists on the beach with a few club sodas. Bedtime stories and pose like them named Chuck Norris. And don't know the real hardcore, cause Sanders are not back to. The thugs them we do where them got to. And won't think twice to shot you. Don't make them spot you unless you carry guns. Guns and lasso, a beer tough thing come at you. When 10 stone man stop laugh and block off traffic, then them wheel and pop off and them start clap it. With the pin file long and it a beat drop it. Police come in a jeep and them can't stop it. Some say them a playboy rabbit. Funny man a get chopped like a bad habit. Some a bad a post office, you don't have it. Rastafari stands alone. Welcome to Jamrock. Hey. Welcome to Jamrock.
Out in the street, they call it murder.
Welcome to Jamdong. Poor people are dead at random. Political violence can't done. Pure ghosts and phantom. The youth them get blind by stardom. Now the king of kings are called. Old man to pick me. So why even no one if you with me? To see this operation sick me. Them suit not fit me. To win election them trick with them. Them don't do nothing at all. Come on, let's face it. I get our education's basic. And most of the youth them waste it. And when them waste it, that's when them take the guns, replace it. Then them don't stand a chance at all. And that's why enough little youth have up some fatmatic. With the extra magazine in a them back pocket. And a bleach at night time in a some black jacket. All who now lock glass at them a lock rocket. Then we pull the up a current like a shock socket. Then we run a good block which for the cops block it. And from now till a morning no stop clock it. If them run out I run to broke back rocket.
Welcome to Jamrock.
Stop. side.
Welcome to Jam Rock.
East Coast, West Coast. Yo.
Welcome to Jam Rock.
Cornwall, Middlesex, and Surrey, y'all. Hey.
Welcome to Jam Rock.
Jamaica, Jamaica, no. Jamaica, Jamaica, yeah. Jamaica.